Poor Wendy. Put upon Wendy, associate producer Wendy. We found out on Tuesday night, we talked about a Wednesday, that her apartment flooded. It flooded into the apartment beneath her. Her dog freaked out, ripped up a bunch of carpet and stuff like that. And we didn't talk to the guy beneath her. We only could speculate as to what he thought. But, man, if that happens to me, not what happened to Wendy, but what happened to her, the guy that lived beneath, that's when I'm going on a bender. Nothing in my house blew up. I didn't clog a pipe. I didn't deuce up a toilet so bad that it overflowed. Just dumb fate. I would have been 10 times madder than it actually happened in my apartment.
Yeah, that's when you just resign to like the powers of the universe. You're just like, oh, well.
Great.
Funny you say that. I remember back in college, my absent-minded roommate drew a bath, completely forgot about it until he opened, because there was a closet in between the main living area and the bathroom, opened up the closet to go into the bathroom, and it was just, the water just came pouring out. I mean, it was like 3 inches of water. But the people below us were so pissed because, I mean, they got the worst of it. I mean, it came down the walls, the ceiling, just destroyed everything in their closets.
And a lot of that stuff is connected with, like, ductwork. I think maybe you'll hear in the clip coming up, I had a toilet overflow in my house. And I caught it before it became a real show. But enough of it dripped into a floor vent that heat or AC comes out of because I got central air. And it made its way through the ductwork and starts dripping out of the ceiling duct downstairs in my Transformers room. Now, it just dripped on the hardwood. I just put a towel down there to catch it. And that was just a little bit, maybe a gallon of water. And that pissed me off, much less having an entire carpet soaked, drywall, blackened. Oh, then you got to worry about the mold you're going to breathe in.
And the smell.
Oh,
sometimes that smell never goes.
You never get it gone like the latte that was spilled in the backseat of your car.
Ugh.
Coming up, floods. Wendy dealt with one, so did you. I'm behind the curtain. Apartment is flooded. Her dog is freaking out.
That
Lord
sucks.
Knows what repairs need to be done to the apartment below her because that water gets all soaked up in the drywall, the sheetrock, it all goes to hell. I got to worry about the smell, black mold, what have you. Ever been through this? Let's talk to Richard Belair. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding, man.
Hey, yeah, I own a flooring store, Floors for You Too in Stewartstown. And I contract from DuraClean Services in Forest Hill. Been doing their work for about 10 years, doing the floors. And, yeah, I get to hear all the nightmares. I'm the last guy going in, so these people have been, you know, living in hell for sometimes up to 6 months. You know, drywall being replaced, cabinets being replaced, ceiling falling down.
Right.
You know, like you say, mold happening behind the walls.
I was going to talk to me about the mold because you're the guy that goes in and cleans these places up. Have you ever been inside of one that you've had to turn back around and say, hey, this nothing can be done here?
Yeah. I've actually, they've dried it out. I've gone in there, pulled the carpet up, and there's still moisture in the concrete and created mold. So then they have to go back in, you know, do the mold remediation. And then I schedule to go back and replace the carpet after that's taken care of.
Damn. Well,
nightmare.
I know. You're the last person a lot of people feel like seeing, but they're glad you're there, I bet. Thank you, man. Let's talk to you, Tim, whose cousin's girlfriend apparently clogged up the toilet real well. Morning, bud. You there?
Yep. So my cousin... about 10 years ago, brought his girlfriend over to my parents' house, and we were getting ready to leave to go out for a while, and we were gone for about 3.5 hours.
Oh. Well,
apparently, before we left, his girlfriend had to go drop a deuce and clog the toilet.
Oh, no.
And the toilet ran for about 3.5 hours. When I came home, I heard water and couldn't figure out what the heck the water was.
Right.
And I looked... And going down the basement stairs was about a river. It looked like a waterfall. And filled the basement with 2.5 feet of water.
Oh, God, it was toilet water, too. So, I mean, outside of, you know, her offering, was it just water or is it like septic?
No, nah, it's just water.
Just water?
No, it was water. It was
okay.
Just water, but it was a lot of water.
Yeah.
And it took about a week for them to dry it out. And they had, you know, the basement was a club basement, so they had to rip all the drywall and the carpet out. And my parents were pissed. To say the least.
Damn. Well, it was an accident. I mean, you can't really be that pissed. It's not for... Well, Maybe if she, you know, if she's one of those people that uses an excessive amount of toilet paper.
Yeah, she's like mummifying her hand.
That's on her,
then. Do that.
Yeah. That's not. Let's go to another phone call here. My hand looks like a former Egyptian leader when I got to do that. I can't tell you how many times I've clogged my own toilet, not because of the movement, because of the cleansing. Derek in Baltimore. Good morning, Derek.
Morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
All right, how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great.
I can't complain. So, I used to work for a restoration company. We were the guys that go in and clean up all the water or sewage and mold and rip out everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the one time that when we had that big freeze, Scott, you were talking about.
Pipes bursting. House,
yeah, dude, down in Upper Marlboro. I swear, it was like $1 million house. Dude, he was like the head engineer for the Pentagon, so you know he was loaded.
Wow.
But
That's the county seat for PG County, right?
Shout out.
Yeah.
Okay, he was just checking.
He had an indoor sprinkler system.
Yep.
And what happened was one of the elbows, like a little tiny 90-degree elbow, was the only piece that wasn't covered by insulation.
Oh.
And that burst. And that happened when he left for work, and he didn't know it until he came home from work about 9-10 hours later.
Oh.
And with that sprinkler system, it puts out about 1,000 gallons an hour. So you figure 9-10 hours.
Oh, so it's like 10,000 gallons of water.
Yeah. And it went from an attic down to his basement. We had to gut the entire house.
Oh, you know,
walk through the foyer and see the whole entire house.
God, that is the worst. Thank you for the
call,
dude. Just
that little elbow piece.
That tiny little piece. It's probably that big.
And that's the other thing. I know somebody that works here downstairs in TV, and I've been over their house, and it's a newer house. And they put sprinkler systems in newer houses, which I didn't. I haven't been in like
any, like ceiling sprinkler systems.
Yeah,
like
it's weird to be in like a residential house and see.
Do
sprinklers.
They look like that thing?
Yeah,
really?
Yep.
Oh, they don't even try and gussy them up at all.
No, huh? And you're okay. Just in a house, and like I don't know how long they've been doing that for. I guess I haven't been in a new house in a long time, and when I looked up, I'm like, oh, that's weird. There's like sprinklers. You're not used to seeing it.
That scared the out of me having one of those in my house because I'm already freaked out at 4 a.m. when my smoke detector goes off because of a dying battery. Or whatever. Imagine having one of those things go south for whatever reason. All of a sudden, just the whole house, everything's flooding. Everything's flooding. And it's not even coming from the ground up. That soaks everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'd want sprinklers in my house. I just like to burn, like the gypsy woman told me I would. Let's go to who's been holding? Richard, Severna Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, thank Richard.
Thanks for holding, man.
Hey, before I moved down here, I was a maintenance guy at an apartment complex up in Boston. And, 11:30 at night on a Tuesday it was, I got a call from the fire department saying that there's a fire alarm going off at one of our buildings. Uh-huh. So I go in, and there's water pouring out the front door.
Ooh.
And they wouldn't let me in. They were already there. They wouldn't let me in because it could have been a fire. So for 45 minutes to an hour, they're just walking around as water is pouring through 57 apartment units.
Oh, God. What happened? A pipe burst or something?
Yeah, it was in the attic of the third floor.
God, you only imagine. Thank you, bud.
Especially up in Boston. Get cold up there.
Super duper cold. And having to listen to those accents of people. Oh, dude, your pipes are wicked broken, dude. Dude, they're wicked busted. Ugh, God, like a bunch of Wahlbergs floating around in there. I mean, I just had my sprinkler system, the yard one I was telling you guys about, that flooded the whole damn yard recently. Shout out George, came over on Monday and finally had that thing blown clean out where they hook an air compressor up to it and just blow air all the way through the damn thing just so that thing doesn't burst anymore. And, yeah, they're going to be ripping the thing out soon, so my front lawn should look real nice. The neighbors are going to love me. Another reason why I might be done with cats after these two take the forever sleep. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Morning, fellas.
Morning. Hey. What's up?
Hey. All right. So my dad died when I was two. So my mom was getting remarried. She had a rancher up in like northern Hartford County, like, you know, where your cows are your neighbors kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed somebody to rent out the place. I was like, well, I'm your kid. Let me rent it out. I'm responsible. Why the cat? And the cat's name was Himmy Him Squish. Do not judge me.
Was what?
And
I'm sorry.
Slow down.
Again.
Slow down.
Are you on Adderall?
Very excitable. You must be on Adderall.
I listen to you guys like every morning.
You've
I'm
gone from
sick.
Dead father to from pumpkin pum nuts or whatever
What's
the cat's
name
was in 30 seconds.
Himmy Hemi hen squish. Anyway,
I can't
so
get it.
My mom said that if, when it got really cold, you have to leave the water running so the pipes don't freeze.
Right.
So I left the water just like a trickle, whatever, and I stayed at my boyfriend's place for a couple days. My mom called me in a panic. Apparently, my cat got on the sink counter and knocked over a roll of paper towels, and the sink filled up, and then the bathroom filled up, and then the bedroom filled up, and then the kitchen filled up.
Oh.
So of the rancher, me being the responsible, let me do this. I can take care of your house. And she wasn't even gone like a month, and half her entire house was completely flooded out.
Oh, you owned it for a month, and your stupid cat goes and floods it all out.
Did you throw the cat out into the forest?
No. Actually, my husband now is allergic to cats, so she actually took the cat in, and it's her cat now.
Now she owns the cat that destroyed her house.
She must
resent
exactly.
that cat.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call, sweets. Also, I'd love to talk to the boyfriend about how long that she stayed over at the house, if he enjoyed that or not.
Remember, you have a tongue for a reason. Now use it.
Let's go to line.
Oh, I love hearing myself.
I love hearing you, too.
Yes.
Scott Essex, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Well, look, I did fire and flood restoration for close to 10 years, and like I was telling Mike, I can tell you any story you want to hear. I've done fires, I've done floods, I've done traumas. And he said, give me the worst. So the worst ones, I have two of them, actually. One was a family in Baltimore City. They went to South Africa for like 2 months.
Oof.
When they came back, their entire house from the third floor was a townhome up in off of East Side. The entire townhome from top to bottom flooded.
Oh.
And I had to keep running. I was there. I got the call at like 9 o'clock at night, and I was stuck there all night filling my water truck up with this sewage water nastiness. I got to run it to the, you got to run it to the poop plant and stuff like that because you can't just dump it in the road.
You
can't dump it in the sewers. So that one really, that killed me. I mean, all night I was there doing that. And, people are coming up to my truck wondering what's going on. I'm not in the greatest area when I'm doing this.
Right.
And then the other one was on Gibson Island. It was a vacation home. And the neighbor was supposed to be taking care of the house. Well, the neighbor was supposed to pay for oil heat. Neighbor never paid for the oil. So when these people came for their first week of vacation, their whole house looked like a leopard. Because there was mold, literally spots everywhere. I thought the freaking lampshade was a leopard spot lampshade. It flooded from the second floor down. It was like a little...
Because there was no heat in the house and the pipes burst and all of a sudden you got these leopard spots.
And the kicker was, is the neighbor's like, oh, I didn't see that. Well, you never paid for the oil when the oil guy came.
Damn.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, my man. Love to hear how that family's African vacation went.
Not good.
We are still batting 1,000 on bad connection, weird accent, long story.